You're listening to the MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update Podcast.
It's 10 to 7, which means we're getting into our personal finance segment of the show. And this week we're taking a look at rethinking your retirement strategy. Joined on the line by Head of Financial Planning at NMG Benefits, Stian De Wit, to take a look at this and see if we can make sense of it and get some unique insights. Good evening, Stian. Lovely to speak to you again. It's been quite a while. The retirement conversation has taken many different shapes and forms recently, especially with the introduction of things like the two-pot. But this is particularly interesting around the retirement strategy. Typically, when we think about retirement, what has been the traditional sense up to this point?
Good evening, Jimmy. Yes, the traditional sense has been that people and a lot of pension and provident funds do the same. The closer you get to retirement, about 5 to 10 years before retirement, they start disinvesting into what they call growth assets and go more conservative towards money markets and going conservative towards retirement, so that when you reach retirement, you're actually very conservative in your fund. And that is obviously the traditional thinking. And there's a lot of reasons behind that, and we can get into that, but that's the thinking behind it.
Now, interestingly enough, I've had a separate conversation around this exact topic with a good friend of mine, Simon Brown, and we kind of have a slightly different view on this retirement conversation around the fact that individuals, statistically, are now living longer into retirement than before, which therefore brings about the notion that at the time of retirement, you shouldn't be de-risking your portfolio. If anything, you should be maintaining a certain level of risk or even increasing your level of risk, because now the money needs to stretch you further. Is that a logical approach to looking at retirement, understanding that, of course, things are not the way they used to be?
Yes, because what we see a lot of times, people, they get towards retirement, approaching retirement 5 years, they go conservative, and the moment they go into retirement, they realize, oh my goodness, I need my money to last me another 25, 30 years. So therefore, they take more risk again. So, you know, the traditional thinking came from the fact that when you retired, a lot of people went into life annuities. Now we have products like living annuities. So in a life annuity, when you retire, you have to lock yourself in for the rest of your life against a certain tariff or premium. Now we don't have that. We have other options available. So it makes sense to go and say, don't, if you want to go to a living annuity, don't go conservative into retirement. And then once you reach retirement, you go aggressive. It just doesn't make sense, because the last 5 years towards retirement is actually where you create a huge amount of compound growth on your retirement assets.
Mm. Stian, when we look at that compound growth and we look at the life expectancy element of it, if we're now expecting that Jimmy's going to live from 65 to 95 instead of to 75, that means that I need more time in the market. I need more time to be able to weather things like volatility, because the truth is volatility doesn't really ever go away, right? We just find different ways to adapt and adjust a portfolio for that. But if we're looking at retirement, and you're saying that those 5 years just before retirement are the most crucial time, when do we start looking at the risk, understanding that now I need more time in the market?
It's a really good point to make, is that when you go retirement, it's important to have what we call different buckets, where you have different strategies. Because we know, you know, if you reach retirement, you go into, let's say, with COVID, and you went into retirement in 2020. And all of a sudden you had a market crash. You want to be in a position where you can protect that volatility with other asset classes, other investments that do not reduce in market value, like a money market or something like that. So it's important to look at that, because we also know that traditionally we've seen that nowhere in the history in the last past 100 years has the equity markets ever had a negative return over a five-year period. So you just need to create a strategy where you can say, I can ensure myself to weather out the storm when there's a market crash or volatility by using other vehicles available in that time span.
Mm. Stian, you mentioned different buckets, and I like the diversity element of it. I've always been one who's believed that diverse portfolios weather storms a lot better than concentrated portfolios, and investors like Warren Buffett might disagree, but I suppose holding $280 billion in cash is enough of a disagreement reason, right? But when we look at diversification, especially for someone looking at a retirement portfolio, how important is it to look at things like your local versus your offshore and an optimal tax strategy or a tax structure, things like endowment products and all of that? Are those considerations things you should be looking at and discussing with a financial advisor prior to retirement, or do you only then start to look at it at retirement and say, oh, how do we then rejig the portfolio, or is that too late?
It's never too late. As I say, you know, best time to plant a tree is 20 years ago. The next best time is today. But ideally, you want to start strategizing about 4 to 5 years before retirement and making sure your assets are properly structured. And, you know, in energy benefits, we do a lot with companies like 91 and they 91 did incredible research around you need to have at least 30 to 40% of your assets in equities offshore going into retirement. Now, why we say that is it doesn't make sense to have, you know, 100% of your assets in South Africa, where South Africa is 0.4 to 0.5% of the world economy. So it makes sure to diversify offshore, not just out of a rand, but also there's different investments offshore that we don't have in South Africa. So I think that's very, very important. And obviously, the other thing that's very important, as you mentioned, is tax. You know, my dad used to say, give unto Caesar what is due unto Caesar, not what he asks. And if you do proper tax planning in retirement, you know, you can increase your retirement income tenure with another 2 to 4 years just by saving between 15 and 20% on tax because you do proper tax planning.
Planning does sound like it is absolutely important in this sort of environment. Stian, before I let you go, I want to take a look at understanding this concept of sequential risk. We've looked at the different types of risk that kind of come up within the retirement process and the thinking ahead of retirement. When we look at mitigating risk, what are some of the key things you need to be focusing on going into retirement, understanding that, of course, you still want to be able to draw on the money, you want to have the same comfortable lifestyle and all of those sorts of things, but you want to have that for as long as possible.
Absolutely, and that comes back to the buckets we spoke about earlier. And, you know, research shows us that if you go through a market crash a year or two after you go into retirement and you only have like a balanced portfolio and you take a drawdown, it's like taking a orchard and taking some of your trees and start cutting off the trees just because and selling the wood because you need the money. So you need to make sure you protect your trees and that the fruit bearing trees are protected. That's just an easy way to describe it. So why we say that is if there's a market crash and you can't mitigate that and you need to sell units on your investment and not have a money market where you take a drawdown or a fixed income portfolio, you are actually reducing your income with about 2 to 3 years. You know, so all of this adds up. You know, if you take the tax, if you take the sequential risk, offshore, local, you can, by having proper planning and working with a proper financial planner, you can increase your retirement income with 10 years just by working with someone to assist you and showing you what to do.
This is why it is so important, folks, to speak to a financial planner. Stian, thanks so much for the time and for the insights. We're going to have to leave the conversation there because we have run out of time. That was Stian De Wit, Head of Financial Planning at NMG Benefits, joining me to take a look at rethinking your retirement strategy. Remember, folks, the things that we say on the show, the conversations that we have on the show, they're not financial advice. Speak to a financial advisor. That's why financial advisors exist. Reach out to your financial advisor and plan a little bit better for your retirement. It only serves to benefit you at the end of the day.
You've been listening to another MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update podcast, uploaded weekdays at 7 p.m. For more MoneyWeb podcasts, go to moneyweb.co.za or the app and follow MoneyWeb News for daily updates.